I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. The National Cervical Screening Program recommends that all women between ages 18 and 70 who've been sexually active get a pap smear every 2 years. However, if you've had a hysterectomy, depending on the type you've had, you may not need to keep these tests going, particularly if you've had your cervix removed. If you've had a radical hysterectomy where the cervix and the uterus has been removed, along with the associated lymph nodes and the top end of the vagina, as well as the fallopian tubes and ovaries, you may not need pap smear as frequently. Partial hysterectomy, where the bulk of the uterus is removed but the ovaries, fallopian tubes, and cervix remain, ought to continue to be screened. So you need to continue with the pap testing if you have a cervix, you had a hysterectomy in conjunction with previous cancer treatment, a previously significant abnormality was detected on a pap smear, or you've never had a previous pap test. And by the way, the mysterious pap test is named after Papanicolaou, who came up with the stain that's historically used to assess the cells collected at the pelvic exam. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.